you in with a bass drum for the first one? Bass drum, okay.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I praise in the valley, praise on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm sure, praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when I'm numbered, praise when surrounded.
Singing.
I'm one of the elders here at Mournville Alliance Church. I'm here with the announcements this morning. For Sunday, the October the 20th, if you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the middle and the back that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and our ARC Sunday school, ages 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. There's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for teachers. Many of our home groups are now running, and they are listed on the church's webpage. Our next youth group event will be this Saturday, November 16th, at the church for a games night. That's not this Saturday. It's November 16th. That I cannot be blamed for.
Why don't you say it again?
Okay, is everybody listening this time? Our next youth group event will be Saturday, November the 16th at the church for games night. How do we do? Those who are interested in being greeters on Sunday morning, there's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. And if you would like prayer today, there'll be people at the back to pray with you. Thank you very much.
Please stand if you're comfortable, and we'll continue to praise the Lord in song.
Promises, you are good.
Almighty reigns.
we're here this morning to worship the Lord. So kids, I believe you're dismissed, and go say hello to three people you haven't talked to this morning.
Good morning. I have some good news. Who would like some good news? I like good news too. Okay, the first thing is we have a baby announcement. Sabrina and Michael Shermata had a little baby boy, Emerson Stanley. Was born October 14th, and so congratulations to the grandparents as well. When you came in today, you probably saw that there was a table out there. That was a premonition for what's coming. So Judith and Danny had their 60th anniversary yesterday. So we, yeah. There they stand up. After 60 years, they're still coordinating their dress outfit and wearing purple. Anyway, we have an enormous amount of food here. We have sandwiches, we have vegetables, if you call that food. There's cake, and there's a lot of potato chips, so please stay and eat afterwards. One more thing, and we didn't mention announcements, is our men's group is going to start a new study this Tuesday at 7, and it's an excellent study. So if you aren't going to groups yet or like to come to men's group, that's happening this Tuesday. We're going to use Jude to guide our prayers this morning. Let's pray. In adoration, Jude writes a prayer of praise in verse 24-25. Now, glory to God who's able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time, and in the present, and beyond all time. We want to echo these words of praise this morning in the quiet of our hearts. To the God who keeps us close, to the God who is all-powerful and beyond all space and time. Confession, Jude 17 to 19. But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said. They told you in the last time there would be scoffers whose purpose in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. And we are being led astray by the ways of the world that look for pleasure by any evil way possible. Let us confess the times this week that we followed the natural instincts of our old self instead of following our new way in Christ. Thank you, God, for the forgiveness of sin. Thanksgiving, verse 1 and 2. I'm writing to all who have been called by God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more peace, mercy, and love. As people loved and kept safe by God, let us be thankful for the many ways that we've experienced his mercy and peace this week. Thank you, God, for our daily bread. Thank you for the warmth of our homes. Supplication. Later in Jude, verse 20-21. You, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you'll keep yourself safe in God's love. This morning, in the power of the Holy Spirit, bring your request before God. Are you in need of mercy this week? Is it someone else that needs you to build them up in prayer this morning? Let us bring a request before him and then wait expectantly for his mercy. We pray for Sabrina and Michael, Logan and Emerson, Ben and Marge's family, for Laura and Bruce, for Wilford and Monique, Sean and Tanya's family, for the Cron family, Tammy, Matthew, Vicky, Evelyn, Leona, for Corrine and Isaac, Lou and Harold, for Judith and Danny and their family, Gloria and Jerry, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, for Ernie and Darlene, we continue to pray for your healing. And then places around the world, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Brazil, Bulgaria, Israel, Ukraine, Sudan, Lebanon, Gaza. For Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too weighty for us to carry, things that are so beyond us that we cannot put all the pieces together, but you can. And so we give these to our good and great God. As a community of Jesus followers growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. Psalm 37, 1 to 11. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity.
If you're comfortable, please stand and we'll continue worshiping God in song. Oops.
Deserve the glory. to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Amen. You may be seated.